We're going to end this hour as we began, talking about that Deficit Reduction Commission that's presenting its report to Congress. Congress will vote on it after the commission votes on its own plan. And another member of that panel is Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, Democrat representing the 9th District of Illinois. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
First of all, there's a lot of dispute over, the enthusiasm of this plan amongst commissioners. I gather you're one of the people who is not as enthusiastic as, say, Alan Simpson, who's one of the co-chairs.
No, I'm actually the only one that declared yesterday at our open meeting, our last open meeting, that I would not be supporting the chairman's proposal. And I think that there will be several others who are going to be voting no as well. And let me just correct one thing you said. The only way that Congress would be, that it would trigger an actual vote in Congress, is if 14 out of the 18 commissioners voted for it. I don't see 14 commissioners voting yes.
Now, that says to me, as an American taxpayer, that this was all kind of a waste of time. If you work this hard on something this important, and I presume you think that it is important and are going to vote against it, we're kind of right where we started.
Actually not. I think the whole conversation provides, in a number of ways, a direction, at least, if not a blueprint, for ways that we can agree to reduce the deficit. One of the things that kind of surprised me is that there was agreement overall among the members that the defense budget ought to be on the table in a significant way. I didn't expect that when I first joined the commission. The other thing that came under scrutiny, perhaps for the first time, and certainly in my 12 years in Congress, are what we call tax expenditures. Those are the deductions and the credits, most of which add up to tax breaks for wealthier Americans, and those have been now really looked at for the first time. I think there's a lot of agreement in getting rid of, if not all, as the chairman recommend, and I think that's impossible, but to get rid of most of them.
Well, can we do a Congresswoman Schakowsky list then? Would you end the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, for instance?
Exactly.
Or you would do that?
And that's why I put out my own plan. As a progressive, I looked at the plan that the chairman offered, and what I felt was that it really went after the middle class and lower income people, particularly seniors, because it cut Social Security, which has nothing to do with the deficit.
By raising the retirement age.
And also changing the calculation for the cost of living adjustment, even for current beneficiaries, which would actually lower the amount that they get for Social Security.
How much cutting of defense would you do?
I did $110 billion in 2015, and actually the commissioners, the chairman themselves, went to $100 billion. I did not, however, cut military pay or military health care, which they did, and I think is not something that the Congress would endorse anyway.
Although those are some of the bigger ticket items in the Pentagon budget, as has been noted on this program before. How about the issue of the mortgage interest tax credit? Some people say that is a middle-class tax cut. Do you agree?
That was actually adjusted in the final presentation to say that there would be this deduction, actually turned it into a credit for homes $500,000 or less, and not for second homes.
And so cutting it for second homes, how much would that save?
I don't know what the dollar figure is exactly, but
double-digit billions.
Double-digit
billions. Okay.
Billions.
What do you make of Alan Simpson's colorful metaphors about the party's over, we're hungover,
more alchemy.
Yeah, exactly, something like that. Do you think this contributes to a constructive attempt to actually reduce the deficit, or is it a lot of grandstanding?
You know, the thing about Alan Simpson, who in many ways is charming, also has this ageist, remarkable for a man of a certain age, ageist attitude. He really goes after, he called it the greediest generation. He dubbed older Americans greedy geezers some years ago. He wrote a nasty note to the older women's league saying they think that that government is a cow with 310 million tits. That's what he wrote. So I'm just quoting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a little bitterness there for at least one of your chairpersons.
So. Yeah. So, you know, I think that that does not contribute to a discussion that's constructive about the budget. But on the other hand, I think that, you know, Alan has to be taken for what he is, and many times is kind of charming.
And he probably wouldn't have made many of these recommendations when he was a senator from Wyoming, even though he's doing it as a commissioner now. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, Democrat representing the 9th District of Illinois, will vote no on the Deficit Commission's plan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.